Now time for a locker room chat. I'm here with Onega head coach Ben Kolterman, coming off that 21-0 win on the road at McLouth. First of all, your overall thoughts on that game.
I think we left a few points off the board due to penalties and maybe just a little bit of an inconsistent line play across the board. Those are the things that we were looking to improve on. But anytime you get a 21-0 win on the road, first game of the season, we're happy for that and we're happy for the kids.
Absolutely. You guys pitched a shutout. And tell us about your overall thoughts on the other side of the ball with that defense playing well.
Yeah, we looked at the stats last night. I think we have a total of 32 yards, which, once again, anytime you do that, no matter who you're playing, that's always a good thing. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about our defense. They did really swarm to the ball. They did a good job attacking, the other team, McLeod. And we saw some really good things on that side of the ball.
You guys are relatively young, but you have some guys returning from last year. And tell us about how their leadership was important in that week one win.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts with Zach. Obviously, he's been around a few years. He's a great talent. He's a great leader. Another kid I'd like to mention is Jeremiah Dorsey. He's really stepped up big time. He's doing great. Fordham's doing great. Those three guys are kind of really the centerpiece and the core of our team, definitely.
On the other side of things, you have a freshman in Josh Daniels. What have you seen in his game that you really like?
Josh is a freshman, you're right, you mentioned that. he's great talent. He's starting to get his feet wet. He's very, very coachable. He's a great kid. Just needs more experience. He's going to get there, though. He's out there for a reason. He's a great kid. He's very coachable, tough kid. Talented kid, so he's just going to keep getting better.
Now, this Valley Heights team that you guys are playing, they like to keep it tight on the line of scrimmage, and you guys defensively had your struggles last year, but this year you certainly have gotten off to the right foot. What are you guys looking at in terms of film to shut this team down?
Valley Heights, yeah, they're very strong up front. They got some guys across the front there that are very, very good linemen. They get off the ball well. They play low. They have high motors, they're downfield blocking, they're all, the whole game, they don't slow down. It's going to be a challenge. We're going to have a handful. So we're going to fight back and come at them back,
We're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Coach Kolterman, head coach of Onega, back in just a little bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Onega head coach Ben Kolterman, talking about the Week 2 matchup versus Valley Heights. It'll be over on KMZA 92.1 FM. Looking forward to being there calling that one. What are some keys to the game for you?
Just to be consistent up front, to get off, to match their line on both sides of the ball. That's where you hear it so often, so cliche, but games are won and lost, in the trenches, and this is no different. This is going to be even magnified even more in this game. That's what we're seeing anyway. They're strong up front. We need to be just as strong.
Valley Heights coming off a loss versus Centralia. They did a pretty good job overall slowing down that offense. But as for you guys, how are you guys looking to adjust and get your offense ready?
I don't know. Like I said so many times already in this interview, it starts up front. We got to be consistent across there. I think last week we were really good at times, and other times we were missing blocks. We were maybe not. Maybe we're getting a little lazy here and there, but we just got to be consistent across the board. That's where it starts.
In terms of teaching consistency, and like you said, that's something we've said multiple times here during this interview, but how specifically are you teaching that? How are you ingraining this into these kids so that way it's really ingrained into their systems that gets them ready for this entire season?
It's hard to see everything on every single play, so when we go back in the film room, you can really see those things. And if we see a breakdown, wherever it may be, footwork, a slow get-off or maybe just lack of effort sometimes, maybe sometimes not knowing where to go also, we try to fix it right then and there. If we see it during the game, obviously we jump on it then, but, by the end of film session, after the game, after the game film session, then we're really, really trying to fix things.
Coach Kolterman, thank you so much for your time. As always, I look forward to talking to you again next week, and best of luck this weekend against Valley Heights.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Onega head football coach Ben Coulterman here on Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.